Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Tapani Simayoki, your host for this half hour, and for the rest of the week, the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham. Today we come to the end of the Easter season and of Ascensiontide as we celebrate the great feast of Whitsun, or Pentecost. On this day of Pentecost, we celebrate the birthday of the Church, recalling how the Holy Spirit was poured on the apostles in Jerusalem. Empowered by the Spirit, they began to preach boldly the good news of salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, first in Jerusalem and Judea, and then in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote several cantatas for Pentecost, one during his time as the director of music at the court of the Dukes of Weimar in 1714, and three in Leipzig, where he served as the director of music at the city's main churches from 1723 until his death in 1750. Here we encounter again the time pressures under which Bach worked as the head of music at the choir school of St. Thomas, director of music of the four churches, composer, performer, husband and father. These pressures were raised to altogether greater heights still at the three main feasts of the year, Christmas, Easter and Pentecost. All three were celebrated over three consecutive days, and Bach was expected to produce a separate cantata for each of the 3 days to be performed in the morning at St. Nicholas's Church and in the afternoon at St. Thomas's Church. Prolific though Bach was, even he wasn't able to produce a newly composed cantata for each of these services. Instead, he recycled earlier works, both by performing cantatas written for the occasion in previous years and by taking music written for other occasions and pressing it to service with new texts. So, for example, on Pentecost Sunday in 1724, the Weimar cantata from 1714 was performed. And incidentally, had it not, we wouldn't have the music today, since the only copies of the music that survive today are the ones from that later performance. In 1725, Bach produced a cantata, BWV 74, that was a hybrid. He took the opening movement from a cantata he had written for the previous year's festivities, but recast it on a grander scale. The music for the second movement was also taken from an earlier aria, albeit with a new text by Christiane Marianne von Ziegler, while the remaining movements were newly composed to a libretto by Ziegler. It is this work, Wer mich liebet, der wird mein Wort halten, that we will hear today. The libretto of the cantata draws not on the events of Pentecost narrated in the epistle reading from the Acts of the Apostles, but Jesus' words in the Gospel reading from John 14, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. The work is scored for an orchestra with three trumpets, timpani, three oboes, strings and continuo, full choir, and soprano, alto, tenor and bass soloists. In other words, it's a large-scale work for the High Feast of Pentecost. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simayoki. The opening movement takes what had been a duet for soprano and bass the previous year, but is expanded into a full-scale choral movement, with a third trumpet and three oboes added. The text is taken from the opening sentence of the Gospel selection, John 14, verse 23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and make our home with him. The opening words, Wer mich liebet, literally translated as whoever loves me, are emphasized not only by the repetition of the words themselves, but by the opening three-note musical phrase introduced by the violins and the oboes, and which always set the words. In this way, the music draws the hearer's attention to the words and to their importance. The second movement, the recycled soprano aria with gentle accompaniment by the oboe da caccia, gives expression to the believer's response to Jesus' promise that God will dwell in all who keep Jesus' word. Come, come, my heart lies open to you. I'll grant that it may be your dwelling place. I love you, therefore I must hope. Your word is now fulfilled in me, for whoever seeks, fears, loves, and honors you, to him is the Father devoted. I do not doubt that I have been heard, so that I can find consolation in you. Notice the theological care von Ziegler takes in writing of the Christian's love for Jesus. At a time when pietisms of varying sorts were threatening to turn the believer's experience of his own love into a kind of yardstick for one's spiritual health. I love you, she writes, therefore I must hope. Your word is now fulfilled in me. In other words, the love itself is the work of God through his word. A brief alto recitative then follows, continuing the prayer of the previous movement. Your dwelling place is prepared, you will find a heart that is devoted to you. Therefore do not let me experience you have any thought of going away from me. I shall never, never let that happen. Thus these three opening movements set out the first theme of the cantata, the necessity of love, and readiness to receive the gift of God's indwelling presence. Jesus now responds with the promise of his ascension and return, with words from verse 28 of the Gospel reading. As usual, the Vox Christi, the voice of Christ, is sung by the bass. I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced. In his typical fashion, even though the tone of his aria is rather serious, Bach cannot resist painting the word freuen, rejoice, by drawing it out in almost laughter-like melismas. The following tenor aria is a joyful response to Jesus' promise. Come, hasten, tune your strings and songs in a cheerful tone of rejoicing. Although he goes away, he comes back again, the highly praised Son of God. Meanwhile, Satan seeks to curse whoever belongs to you. He is a hindrance to me, therefore I believe, Lord, in you. The music, flowing and veritably galloping, speaks of the enthusiastic haste of the invitation. Come and rejoice at the promised return of Christ. The note of caution in the middle section about Satan's evil intent is immediately quashed by faith in Jesus. Therefore, Satan is merely a hindrance, and although Bach introduces dramatic harmonies at this point, the optimistic energy is never lost. When the opening section is repeated, the note of joy is augmented even further with a highly ornamented tenor line. The final section of the cantata emphasizes the life-giving gift of the Holy Spirit, which frees Christians from the condemnation of the law, from sin, and from death. First, we hear the briefest of recitatives for the bass, quoting the opening words of Romans chapter 8. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is followed by an alto aria, giving voice to the ground of the Christian's confidence in the face of the accusation of God's law and the just consequence of our sin. Nothing can rescue me from the chains of hell but your blood, Jesus. Your suffering, your death make me your heir. I laugh at hell's rage. Again, the musical setting skillfully emphasizes both what we are saved from and the confidence that we are saved from it. In the first section, which is repeated at the end in this da capo aria, Bach has the solo violin rattling the chains of hell with alarming realism in fiendishly tricky arpeggios, while the rest of the orchestra, led by the oboes, plays solid harmonies and rhythms, the foundation of our salvation. In the middle section, Bach again has the soloist almost literally laughing at hell's rage. The work closes with the second verse of Paul Gerhardt's Pentecost hymn, Gott Vater, sende deinen Geist, God the Father, send your Spirit. No human being here on earth is worthy of this noble gift. Among us there is none who is deserving. Here nothing counts but love and grace, which Christ has earned for us by atonement and reconciliation. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. We will now hear the complete Pentecost cantata, Wer mich liebet, der wird mein Wort halten, by Johann Sebastian Bach. As always, it is performed by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki. The soloists are Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is from volume 35 of the complete cycle of Bach's sacred cantatas, published by BIS and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com.
Thank you. Nichts kann mich erretten von höllischen
That was Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 74, Wer mich liebet, der wird mein Wort halten, performed by Bach Collegium Japan. You can listen to all the past episodes of Sunday Cantata and to all our current and past programs whenever you like, wherever you like, via the Lutheran Radio UK website, lutheranradio.co.uk. If you have any comments or suggestions about the program, do send me an email at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. And don't forget to tell your friends about Sunday Cantata and Lutheran Radio UK. Visit our website for lots of different sharing options and to subscribe to our newsletter. The address again is lutheranradio.co.uk. Thank you for listening to Sunday Cantata. My name is Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.